From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says any threat by North Korea to the United States or its allies will be met with a, quote, massive military response, both effective and overwhelming. VOA's White House correspondent Steve Herman reports.
There is the possibility of doing really what North Korea would like to see, which is to force the United States to the negotiating table and get what would be seen as concessions from the United States, which would essentially be to accept North Korea as a full-fledged nuclear power and to enter into negotiations for a peace treaty. What the North Koreans want to do ultimately is to have respect and to cut out South Korea, to be recognized as a country that can sit down on an equal basis with the United States.
The UN Security Council has called for an emergency meeting Monday morning on the situation in Korea. President Trump said earlier he is considering halting all trade with any country doing business with North Korea and has not ruled out a retaliatory strike. The North claimed its test of a hydrogen bomb, small enough to be carried by an intercontinental ballistic missile, was a, quote, perfect success. The blast reportedly shook buildings in China and Russia. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he would prepare a new package of economic sanctions on North Korea for consideration by President Trump. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. 9 days after a powerful hurricane dropped record amounts of rain on the city of Houston, Texas, people are beginning to return home and assess the damage. But Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner said others must leave their homes near two overflowing reservoirs. He said up to 20,000 homes will remain flooded for another 2 weeks. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga had some strong words on Sunday about the recent presidential election.
Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga said on Sunday that his coalition will not share power. His words coming 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled last month's presidential election and ordered a new poll within 60 days. Speaking outside a church in Nairobi, Odinga said, "We will not divide the loaf," a well-known local reference to power. The Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the election board had committed irregularities that rendered the initial August 8th vote invalid. They overturned incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory, which had been by a margin of 1.4 million votes. Though Kenyatta pledged to respect the court's ruling, he has, since Friday, referred to the justices in the country as crooks.
Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donoghue in Nairobi. Australia's Northern Territory is to rename racist names on a number of landmarks. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The best-known example of a landmark being successfully changed to its Aboriginal designation is Uluru, previously known by its colonial name, Ayers Rock. Academics warn, however, that the moves might not be universally popular in Australia, a nation, they say, has had problems acknowledging its often brutal colonial history, where settlers killed large numbers of Aboriginal people. In July, researchers published what they said was the most comprehensive map to date to detail the massacres of Indigenous Australians by European settlers. Australia's original inhabitants often complain about racism and marginalisation. They also suffer disproportionately high rates of ill health, unemployment and imprisonment. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Russia is demanding that the United States rethink its order to close three Russian diplomatic facilities. It calls the closing a, quote, hostile act. In a statement on Sunday, the foreign ministry in Moscow said, "We consider what has happened as an openly hostile act and a gross violation of international law by Washington. We call on the American authorities to come to their senses." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.